Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents...
Curtain Sky!
Makers of the big new Mars Bar welcome you to Curtain Time. The lobby is crowded tonight with smiling, happy couples, all eager for the new play. And here, as always, at an opening night, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what do you know about tonight's play?
Just that it's a different kind of comedy, Myron. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater. For tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center. Seats 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, these are fine seats, but the curtain will go up in a minute, so let's glance through the program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Curtain Time players, are starred tonight in Mr. Worthington by Hazel Burroughs. Mr. Elders plays the part of Peter Ross, and Miss Sargent is heard in the role of Kathy, his wife.
Curtain time!
There's the call for the first act of Mr. Worthington. The scene is a railroad station rather early in the morning. Kathy and Peter Ross, a young married couple, have bought the morning newspaper, which Kathy opens to the want ad section. Her eye quickly scans one of the columns. Then she exclaims,
Peter, there's an ad in the paper today.
Oh, no, Kathy, not for a house.
But it's kind of funny.
What do you mean?
Well, listen, it says, yes, it's for rent again. The Worthington House, furnished. Call Mr. Eustace.
Is that all?
Except for a phone number.
Well, there's no use wasting time guessing. Let's call Mr. Eustace.
By all means. Here, I'll grab a phone booth while you get the suitcase in the locker.
Okay, and if you'll let us come out now, I'll have time before work.
I'll tell him that. Oh, dear me. I just know it's too good to be true. Oh, but there it is in black and white. Oh, I know it can't be, but... Well, we can't pass up anything.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Eustace?
Yes, but what time is it?
Oh, I'm sorry if I woke you up, but...
It must be the middle of the night.
Well, hardly, but I called about the furnished house you have for rent.
Oh. Are you pretty desperate?
Well, we don't have any place to live now.
Well, even that's better than the Worthington house.
What did you say?
Oh, nothing. Where are you now? Maybe you better stay there.
Mr. Eustace, I don't understand. Why did you run your ad in the paper if you don't want to rent your house?
Look, young lady, I'd gladly sell that house. I'd even give it...
Pardon me, but if this is a stunt to sell a house, I'm sorry I bothered you.
We can't
afford to buy a house. If we could, we wouldn't be sleeping in all-night movies and keeping our clothes in lockers at the railroad station.
You mean that's what you're doing now?
Yes, and we want a house so badly that...
Well... I'll show it to you then.
Oh, wonderful.
Now, don't get your hopes up. Because you'll be lucky if you last 2 weeks in the Worthington house.
Oh, but we don't care if it's dirty or run down.
I beg your pardon, madam. Mr. Worthington keeps the place spotless.
Well, are you his agent?
No, I own the Worthington house. That is, the title's in my name. But Mr. Worthington pushes me around a good deal.
I'm afraid I don't understand what...
Well, neither do I. If you want to look at it...
Oh, yes. Yes, please. In fact, we can come out right now.
Very well.
What's the address?
Well, you asked for it, young lady, so here it is. I only hope you don't regret this.
Peter, look.
Oh, holy cow, Kathy. I don't make enough in 3 months to pay 1 month's rent on a place like that.
Oh, but it's darling, isn't it?
Oh, sure. We may as well head back for town.
Oh, darling, let's look at it anyway. Oh,
but, Kathy, it'll only make us feel bad afterwards.
Oh, no, it won't.
Hey, I wonder who that funny-looking little guy is coming up the walk.
Why, I'll bet it's the owner. He looks exactly the way Mr. Eustace sounded.
Good morning. I suppose you're Mr. and Mrs. Ross.
That's right.
Well, I'm Mr. Eustace. If you'll just come inside.
Mr. Eustace, before we bother you too much, well, I'm afraid this is more than we can afford.
Oh, I don't think so. In fact, if you still want the house after you find out about it, well, you can pay anything you like.
Anything we...
Just let me get my key on.
Oh, Peter, let's look at it, please.
Okay, but it seems like a screwy deal to me.
Well, there you are.
Oh, Peter, it's darling.
Gee, I'll say it is. But still...
Mr. Ross, I think it's only fair to warn you why this place is for rent and why it'll probably be for rent again before the month is up.
I sure wish you would.
I hate to say this again. Everybody always laughs at me.
Kathy, this guy isn't quite... Well, you know...
I suppose you think I'm crazy. Sometimes I wonder myself. Well, here goes. This house is haunted.
What?
Oh, no.
You mean...
Kathy, a haunted house.
See, I knew you'd laugh.
Mr. Eustace, do you really believe there are ghosts in this place?
Just one ghost, Mr. Ross. Just Mr. Worthington.
Does he rattle chains and walk at midnight?
No, he just lives here, Mrs. Ross, and at times he gets quite annoying.
Well, now, since you've dropped your little bombshell, Mr. Eustace, let's be serious.
But I am serious.
How much is the rent, Mr. Eustace?
Well, we'll decide that later. What you think is a fair price now may not be the same as you'll think in a few days.
Well, do you think, $40 would be...
Kathy, don't be ridiculous.
Yes, Mrs. Ross, remember, you'll be sharing the house with Mr. Worthington, and he can be very hard to get along with at times.
Oh, well, would $35 be more like it?
But, Kathy...
That is a little more like it, of course.
Do you actually mean, Mr. Eustace, that you'd rent us this house completely furnished for $35 a month?
Yes, I'll even give you a refund if you leave before the month is up.
But, suppose you want to raise the rent later. And...
Mr. Ross, I'll sign any kind of a lease you want.
Well,
you can break it any time you want to.
Oh, darling, let's take it.
Well, okay, but it sure sounds screwy. Oh, by the way, where's Mr. Worthington now?
Well, for all I know, he may be standing right next to you.
Hey!
Oh, don't be afraid. He never hurts anyone.
Peter, you jumped.
I did not.
Mr. Eustace, can you ever see Mr. Worthington?
Oh, no.
Well, does he talk?
He's never been known to, Mrs. Ross.
Well, I'm willing to risk it, Peter. How about you?
Well, I'm not afraid of the ghost, Kathy, but...
What do you think? I'm crazy.
When can we move in?
As far as I'm concerned, you're moved in right now.
Oh, Peter, just think. We have a home of our own at last.
Yeah, I only hope you're right.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent. And now, Myron Wallace.
Tonight, I would like to tell you about a companion bar to the Forever Yours bar. A luscious candy treat called Mars, the Toasted Almond Bar. In every bite of this big 10-cent Mars bar, you enjoy the rare flavor of an extra-thick, pure milk chocolate coating. And nestled in the heaping chocolate, crisp, crunchy, fresh toasted almonds. All over a soft, snow-white nougat center. Here is truly the taste thrill of candy at its finest. For the finest quality candy bar of them all, just try a Mars bar. There's the call for the second act of Mr. Worthington. Brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars Bar. In order to get a place to live, Kathy and Peter Ross rented a house, which the agent, a strange little man called Eustace, says is haunted by a ghost named Mr. Worthington. Well, it's now the next morning. Kathy and Peter are having breakfast.
Oh, darling, isn't it wonderful to have a place of our own where we can cook breakfast and everything?
Yeah, I'll say. Breakfast was swell, too.
Well, thank you.
Kathy... I think I'm going to like Mr. Worthington for scaring all those other people away from this house.
So am I. Mm-hmm. And if he pops in today, I'm going to tell him how we feel about it.
Mm-hmm. You do that.
Peter, do you think Mr. Eustace is a little balmy?
What do you mean, a little?
Well, I'm almost afraid this is too good to be true.
Oh, now, don't worry, honey. After all, we know that... Hey, look at the time.
Oh, all right, darling. Now, you run along, and I'll call you at the office if they get the phone in today.
Okay, and Kathy, you're not afraid to stay here alone with Mr. Worthington, are you?
Afraid? Mm. Oh, Peter, don't be silly.
Well,
a moment. Good morning.
Good morning. You want milk delivered?
Oh, of course. One quart every day.
Oh, okay. What's the name, please?
Ross. Peter L. Ross. And will you put the milk right here by the door?
Well, I can, but Mr. Worthington likes it here by the step.
What did you say?
Oh, hasn't old man Eustace told you about Mr. Worthington?
Oh, well, yes, but I...
Oh, I get it. You were so hard up for a house you didn't believe him.
Oh, well...
Now, look, you're not the only folks I delivered milk to here, and I'm telling you it doesn't do any good to put it by the door because Mr. Worthington will move it.
He'll move it?
He always has.
Well, I like that. We happen to be paying the rent here. You leave my milk right here by the door.
Okay, but don't blame me if the bottles are busted some morning.
You mean that...
One morning he knocked the bottles out of my hand just as I started to set them down. That's what I mean.
Hello. You want to take the morning paper?
Oh, yes, we do.
Well, how'd you like to have the afternoon paper?
No, the morning paper will do.
But I meant just one. Just the afternoon paper.
No, we prefer the morning paper. You do deliver the morning paper, don't you?
Oh, sure. That's why I was hoping you'd want the afternoon paper.
Well, I must say you figured out a fine way to build up your business.
Well, the afternoon news boy feels the same way about it. Lady, don't you think it'd be nice if your husband bought the paper downtown?
Young man, I'll report you to the office for this.
Okay, but they all know about old Worthington down there, and they won't make us deliver it.
And what does old Worthington have to do with this?
Well, if we happen to throw a paper in one of the flower beds, it makes him plenty sore.
Oh, it does? And what does he do?
Well, one day he threw the paper right back at me.
He threw the paper back at you?
I'll see. And boy, he's got some arm, too.
All right. Yes?
I'm from the phone company, ma'am.
Oh, yes, come in.
Thanks.
I told him at the office I'd like to have it moved, too.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, it seems so silly to have it here in the dining room when that little hallway was obviously made for it.
Oh, sure, but there's no sense in changing it.
Now, see here, if you tell me that Mr. Worthington cuts telephone wires when the location of the phone doesn't suit him...
Well, the old guy's given us a good deal of trouble that way.
He has?
Yeah, the company's issued orders not to put the phone in the hall anymore. It's a losing proposition.
Kathy, I'm home.
Oh, Peter, I'm so glad you're here.
Well, sure, but what's the matter?
Mr. Worthington.
You mean he's been here?
I haven't seen any signs of him, Peter, but the milkman won't put the milk where I want him to, and the paper boy won't leave the paper, and the phone company won't move the phone, all because of Mr. Worthington.
You mean they know him?
I don't know, but they act just as though he's here and just as though he runs the place.
Oh, now, darling, don't get upset.
Oh, but Peter...
Somebody's putting up a pretty big bluff, that's all, probably trying to get the house away from Eustace.
Well...
Let's not think about it anymore right now.
All right, but...
Hey, something certainly smells good. I'll bet Mr. Worthington didn't cook it either.
Oh, no, I managed to start dinner. Oh, Peter, you simply got to see how I've arranged the sunroom. Come on, dear.
Okay. The arrangement was sort of odd.
Well, wait till you see what I've done.
Oh. Well, it looks just as it did this morning.
I changed it, Peter. I put this little green chair over there.
Honey, you've had a pretty tough day.
Peter Ross, are you trying to tell me I don't know what I'm doing?
Well, no, dear.
Are you trying to say that I'm...
Kathy, I just thought that perhaps...
Well, I'm going to put that chair right back where I had it.
Well, no, dear.
Are you trying to say that I'm...
Kathy, I just thought that perhaps...
Well, I'm going to put that chair right back where I had it.
Okay, but don't get so excited. Let's think this out, scientifically.
Well, you'll be scientific. I'll move the furniture.
Oh, wait a minute, Kathy. You haven't actually seen Mr. Worthington move anything, have you?
No, but it was moved.
Then it could have been done by some live, visible person when you weren't in the room.
Well, yes.
Then there's somebody in this house.
There's somebody...
We'll call the police and have them search the place.
Oh, dear.
I'll phone the police while you put the dinner on the table.
You mean you're going to leave me here alone?
Oh, darling, I didn't mean that anybody's here now.
Well...
Go ahead, honey. Put the dinner on the table.
All right, but I'm going to put this sewing stand over there by the green chair first.
Okay, I'll call the police. I'll be right back.
I guess I can have my furniture where I want it in my own home. I'll show that Mr. Worthington. Can't... Ah, Peter!
Kathy, what's the matter?
Peter, it's moving. The chair.
Johnny, what's going on in here?
Mr. Worthington moved the chair again. Look.
Well, the chair is back where it was, but did you see him do it?
Of course I did. He deliberately moved it, and with a loud bang, too.
I mean, did you see him?
Oh, now, don't be silly, Peter. You can't see ghosts.
Well, no, but...
Besides, I'm going to move it right back. I'll show him who's boss around here.
Look, honey, tell me exactly what happened.
I told you. He picked up the chair at... Peter, you don't believe me, do you? You think I'm just imagining all this.
Well, that chair wasn't moved until I'd left the room, and you have been under...
I'll show you, Peter Ross. Mr. Worthington is just as mad right now as I am.
Oh, but sweetheart...
So I'm going to move the chair again and let you see what he does for yourself.
Look, honey, maybe I'd better call a doctor and get...
Oh, you think I'm crazy?
Oh, now, dear.
Now, you listen to me. If anybody in this family is losing his mind, it's...
Kathy, what's the matter?
The chair. I can't lift it.
But you picked it up easily before.
Yes, I know. But right now...
Gee, that's funny.
Peter.
What?
Mr. Worthington. He must be sitting in it.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Serpentine play, starring Harry Alders and Nanette Sargent, here is Myron Wallace. From time to time, all of us come across some new treat which gives us exceptional pleasure. For example, a treat like the delightful taste of the big new 10-cent Mars bar. From the moment you first taste Mars, the toasted almond bar, you know that you are enjoying the rare flavor of truly fine candy at its finest. For each bite of a Mars bar is rich with the smoothness of the extra-thick pure milk chocolate coating, heaped high and packed with crunchy, fresh, whole roasted almonds, all over a creamy, rich, snow-white nougat center. Together, the specially blended pure milk chocolate, crisp, whole toasted almonds, and smooth, creamy nougat give you a rare taste blend that is truly one of the greatest of candy triumphs. When you feel like treating yourself to the finest quality candy bar of them all, just try a Mars bar. Is the call for the third act of Mr. Worthington, brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars bar. When Kathy and Peter Ross rented a house from a man called Eustace, they laughed when he said the place was haunted, but they aren't laughing anymore. Although Mr. Worthington the ghost can't be seen, he's evidently there. Well, now, a few days after the close of Act Two, the Rosses have just finished breakfast.
You'd better hurry, Peter.
I know, but look, darling... Don't you think we'd better get out of this ghost-infested place?
Oh, but it's such a darling house, and I'm trying to humor Mr. Worthington.
I can't get my work done. I worry so about you.
Well, I'll try to control myself better.
Oh, but you were practically a nervous wreck last night. Will you promise to call me at the office if you need me?
Oh, don't worry, dear. I'll be all right. I'm going to hang our new pictures this morning.
Well, take it easy. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, Peter.
See you tonight, sweetheart.
Have something good for dinner.
I will. Yes, sir. I'm going to do it now. The breakfast dishes can wait. Oh, darn it. Where did Peter put those little nails? Oh, here they are. And the hammer, too. Now, I'm going to get this ladder. There we are. I'll start here in the sunroom. I know just where I want the pictures here. And, oh, gee, it's fun hanging pictures. Especially when nobody's around to tell you how to do it. Now, let's see. This is the right spot. Oh, I hit my thumb. Somebody's jiggling the ladder. Mr. Worthington! Worthington. Now, you stop that immediately. If you don't, I'll...
Oh, you. You've broken my picture. Mr. Worthington, you should be ashamed of yourself. Didn't I let you arrange the china closet? Didn't I? I even let you put that horrible, vile, rose-colored rug in the bedroom. You think I'd at least be allowed to hang the pictures where I want them. But no. Oh, Mr. Whittington, you're just an old bully, and I hate you.
Kathy!
What is it?
Well, Kathy, what in the world are you doing?
I'm packing.
But why?
I'm not going to stay in this house with that horrible old man another day.
Oh, what's Mr. Worthington done now?
He wouldn't let me hang the pictures.
He wouldn't?
No. He even broke one, and he pulled the ladder out from under me, and...
Darling, you've been taking this too seriously. Look...
Peter Ross, if you suggest once more that I'm out of my mind, I'll leave you.
But, honey, I was only going to say that we should look for another place.
No, Peter, you can stay here as long as you like, but I'm leaving tonight.
But you know what it means if we leave now.
Yes. And a nice, quiet railroad station will seem pretty good to me right now.
Well, okay. What do you want me to do?
You can call a cab.
All right.
I'll be putting my hat on while you do that.
Oh, boy. Never thought I'd have my life run for me by a ghost. Well.
Are you calling, Peter?
Just a minute, Kathy. Hey, that's funny. This darn line seems to be dead.
Peter, have you got the cab company yet?
No, the phone seems to be dead.
Well, no wonder. Look.
Well, the wire's been cut.
Yes, and Mr. Worthington did it.
But why?
Don't ask me. But, Peter, a person can stand just so much of a thing like this, and I've had all I could take.
I'm beginning to see what you mean.
Peter, the neighbors have a phone. You can call a cab from there.
All right, I'll be back in a few minutes.
I'll be all ready to leave.
Kathy, did you lock this door?
Of course not.
Well, it's sure locked now. See, I can't... Kathy.
What?
I know what it is. Mr. Worthington isn't going to let us out of here.
Oh, dear. Peter, run to the back door, quick.
Oh, he's had plenty of time to get there first.
Oh, just the same, I'm going to get out of this place.
Sure, but how?
I've got an idea.
What?
No, sir, Mr. Worthington. I've made up my mind.
Oh, Kathy, why'd you take off your shoe?
Because I'm going to...
Hey, you can't bust windows like that.
Well, Mr. Worthington broke my picture, didn't he? And he might have broken my neck for all he cared.
Well, you do have a point there.
Now, I'll say. Now, Peter, take the glass out of the window and be careful.
Okay, honey. I'll drop the bags out first.
Good. And then we should...
Oh, who the dickens can that be? Come in.
Now, don't be silly, Peter. How is he going to get in?
Hmm? Oh, hey, that's right.
May I come in, please?
What? Why, that's Mr. Eustace.
Well, let's go over by the door and talk to him.
I said, isn't anybody home?
Yes.
Well, then let me in.
If you want to come in, you'll have to climb in through the window. This one over here.
Well, what's the matter?
Mr. Worthington locked us in.
He also cut the telephone wires.
Oh, well. Then you're the folks he wants.
He wants us?
What's he want us for?
Well, here, give me a hand and help me inside.
Okay. All set?
All set.
Upsy-daisy. There you are, Mr. Eustace. Now, it looks as though you're leaving for good.
And you needn't think, Mr. Eustace, that you and your Mr. Worthington can keep us here.
Oh, please, Mrs. Ross, don't call him my Mr. Worthington.
Well, just the same.
As for your leaving here, well, that's entirely up to you. First, however, I'd like to have a little talk with you.
Well...
I'll be as brief as possible now to begin with.
Oh, Mr. Eustace... Don't sit there.
No? Why not?
Well, can't you see? Mr. Worthington's sitting there.
What?
That rocker's his favorite chair.
Oh, please, Mr. Eustace, can't you hurry?
When I came back from lunch today, this letter was lying on my desk.
What's that got to do with us?
Well, just this. No one saw it put there, and it didn't come through the regular mail.
I think we can guess who put it there.
This letter was written by Mr. Worthington just before he died.
I still don't see what that...
He says that he intends to continue living in this house until he finds tenants he considers suitable.
Well, but...
At such a time, he says, he'll see to it that this letter's delivered into the proper hands.
Does that mean that...
Apparently you people are the lucky ones.
You mean he wants us to stay?
With him here, too?
Oh, no. He'll leave if you stay.
Why, Mr. Worthington, I could hug you.
Well, go right ahead. You said he was still in the rocker.
What? Why, he's not there anymore.
Kathy, dear, I was only kidding.
He isn't rocking anymore. And he always rocks.
Oh, I'm sure he's around someplace, though, Mrs. Ross.
What? You too?
Well, you see, we haven't made a deal yet, Mr. Ross, and I'm sure Mr. Worthington won't leave the house until everything's settled.
Well, what do you want us to do?
Why, simply buy the house.
Buy the house? We can't afford to buy it.
Oh, yes, you can afford to buy this house. Well, maybe,
oh,
but...
Peter, it is a darling house. How much will we have to pay, Mr. Eustace?
Whatever you like. $10 a month will do.
$10 a month?
Yes, I'd gladly give you the place just to get that ghost out of my life.
Oh, darling, we've got to take it.
Okay, Mr. Eustace, it's a deal. You get the papers ready and...
Listen. What's that?
Sounds as though somebody unlocked the door.
You don't mean that...
What? Peter... Somebody opened the door.
And nobody's there to open it.
Well, I guess Mr. Worthington's gone.
And the place is all ours.
Yep, it's all ours. And we sure earned it.
The curtain falls on the last act of another Curtain Time play, brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars Bar. Tonight's Curtain Time starred Harry Elders and Annette Sargent. The supporting players were Arthur Peterson, Stuart Sklem, and George Caesar. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Our Curtain Time stars return now with a word about next week's play.
Well, Pat, next week, Nanette and I get mixed up with royalty.
I'll say we do. Sometimes, in fact, it's hard to tell the difference.
Which is as much as we'll say at this time.
Except, of course, that the play's called Prince for a Weekend.
Well, that sounds very intriguing. Thanks and good night, Nanette Sargent and Harry Elders.
Good night, Finn.
Good night.
Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mile. Many on their way to the exciting After Theater Spot here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of the big new Mars Bar present...
Curtain Time!
Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Metal Banker. And next Saturday, be with us once again for Curtain Time. Remember, for the finest quality candy bar of them all, just try a Mars bar.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.